This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with yours truly.
Excited to be here.
Today, we're going to be tackling 10 strategies to attract new customers, starting today, by Chris Bradley.
Yes.
Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because Chris is the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
That's right.
So needless to say, he knows a thing or two about bringing in customers.
Yeah, he does.
And we are so ready to share his insights with all of you.
Absolutely.
Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just getting started,
there's something in here for everybody.
Get ready to transform your customer attraction game because we are diving in right now.
Let's go.
All right. So first up is the idea of having a killer online presence.
Right out of the gate.
I mean, it sounds pretty obvious, but Bradley really emphasizes that this is make or break.
Especially in today's world.
I mean, think about it. Your website, your social media, it's like your virtual storefront.
It's the first impression for so many potential customers.
You know, it's like walking into a shop and the lights are all flickering.
Yeah.
The shelves are dusty. The layout's confusing.
Do you just turn around and walk right out?
Ugh, tell me about it.
Right.
Just the other day, I was trying to book a table at this new restaurant everyone's been raving about.
Oh, yeah.
And their website was a disaster.
Oh, no.
Zero pictures of the food broken reservation links and the design.
Don't even get me started on the design.
I swear it was straight out of 1999.
Oof. Yeah, that's not a good look.
I ended up going somewhere else.
I don't blame you.
And it makes you wonder, you know, how many potential customers they're losing.
It's got to be a lot.
Just because of that bad first impression.
It's a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, a well-designed website, active social media accounts, a consistent brand voice.
Right.
It can make all the difference.
All the difference.
Speaking of connecting with people.
Yes.
Bradley's next strategy is all about really understanding your target audience.
So true.
You got to know who you're talking to.
It's like being a detective, right?
Yeah.
You need to get into the minds of your ideal customers.
Exactly.
Figure out their needs. What makes them tick? What problems they're trying to solve?
It's about having a targeted conversation with the people who are most likely to be interested.
Okay, so how do we crack this customer code?
Well, Bradley suggests thinking about demographics, psychographics.
Okay.
Even conducting surveys or focus groups.
Interesting.
The more you understand your audience, the better you can tailor your marketing messages and choose the right platforms to reach them.
So true.
You're not just shouting into the void.
No, you're having a real conversation.
Precisely.
All right, so once you've got a handle on who you're talking to, Bradley suggests getting involved in your community.
Ah, yes, community involvement.
I know it can feel a little old school in the digital age.
Right.
But he makes a great point about building trust and visibility.
It's about showing up, being present, beyond just trying to make a sale.
Exactly.
Sponsoring local events, participating in charity drives, even just attending networking events.
Yeah.
It can all help you build genuine connections.
And showcase your values.
Exactly.
And that authenticity can really resonate with potential customers, right?
I think so.
Like, I'm way more likely to support a business that's actively giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about building trust.
Yes.
But what about attracting those new customers with a little incentive?
Ah, everyone loves a good deal.
Bradley's got us covered there, too.
He does.
He talks about the strategic use of discounts and promotions.
To create some excitement, attract new customers.
Which we all love.
Who doesn't love a good sale?
But I guess the challenge is finding that sweet spot where you're offering attractive deals without hurting your bottom line.
It's a delicate balance, for sure.
So what are your thoughts on that?
It's about being strategic.
Okay.
Understanding the lifetime value of a customer.
Right.
You don't want to get into a race to the bottom with constant discounts.
Yeah, you don't want to devalue your product or service.
Instead, focus on creating offers that provide real value and encourage repeat business.
Makes sense.
It's a long game.
Yeah.
Not a quick win.
The article mentioned planning these discounts strategically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's key.
Absolutely.
You don't want to just slash prices randomly.
Right.
It's got to be part of a bigger plan.
A well thought out strategy.
But enough about discounts.
Right.
Let's talk about something that can truly set you apart.
What is that?
Exceptional customer service.
Ah, yes. The cornerstone of any successful business.
It's more important than ever in today's competitive landscape.
So true.
Think about it. Every interaction with a customer is an opportunity to create a positive experience that leads to loyalty.
And word of mouth referrals.
It's true.
It's the best kind of marketing.
I remember this one time I had a problem with an online order.
Oh, yeah.
And the company went above and beyond to fix it.
Wow.
Not only did they resolve the issue quickly, but they also gave me a discount on my next purchase. I was so impressed that I told all my friends about it.
You became a walking advertisement.
I did.
That's the power of great customer service.
It really does make a difference.
It really does.
Speaking of making an impression.
Yes.
Bradley's next strategy is all about crafting content that connects.
Now, this is where it gets fun.
This is where it gets exciting.
It's about storytelling.
Yes.
Creating engaging visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Offering valuable information.
Right.
That resonates with your target audience.
I'm a sucker for a good brand story.
Me too.
Like, there's this clothing company I follow on Instagram.
Okay.
And they always share these amazing behind-the-scenes looks at their design process.
I love that.
And the people who make their clothes.
It makes you feel so much more connected to the brand.
With the brand.
And what they stand for.
That's a great example.
It's about building a relationship.
Yeah.
With your audience.
Mm.
Creating a sense of community around your brand.
And who doesn't love a good sense of community?
It's a sense.
But sometimes you need to think bigger than just your own little corner of the world.
I agree.
That's where Bradley's strategy of partnering with other businesses comes in.
Ah, yes. Partnerships.
They can be incredibly powerful.
Especially for small businesses or those looking to expand into new markets.
It's like teamwork on a whole new level.
I like that.
You can share resources,
mm-hmm.
reach new audiences, and reduce costs.
It was a win-win.
A total win-win.
So many benefits.
Okay, listeners, time for a little brainstorm.
I love it.
Think about your own business or interests.
Okay.
What unexpected partnerships could you explore?
Let's get those creative juices flowing.
A local bookstore teaming up with a coffee shop.
I like it.
A fitness studio partnering with a healthy meal delivery service.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The possibilities are endless.
So true.
Let those creative juices flow.
Get creative. I love that idea of thinking outside the box for partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of expanding your reach.
Yes.
Bradley's next strategy is all about referrals.
Ah, yes. The good old-fashioned word of mouth.
Tried and true.
But don't let its simplicity fool you.
Yeah.
It's still one of the most effective ways to attract new customers.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about it.
Okay.
Would you be more likely to try a new restaurant?
Mm.
Based on a flashy ad or a recommendation from a friend whose taste you trust?
A friend recommendation for sure.
Hands down, the friend recommendation.
Every time.
There's just something about that personal touch.
Yeah.
And knowing that someone I trust already had a great experience.
It's social proof.
But how do you go beyond just hoping for those golden referrals?
Right.
You know, how do we make it happen?
Well, Bradley stresses the importance of consistently exceeding customer expectations.
Okay.
When you wow your customers, they naturally want to share their positive experience with others.
It's like a chain reaction of good vibes.
I love that.
So creating those wow moments is key.
Absolutely.
But even with the best service and products,
yeah.
you need to make sure people can actually find you. And that's where Bradley's strategy of findability comes in.
Findability is such a crucial concept.
It sounds simple.
It does.
But you'd be surprised how many businesses make it difficult for potential customers to find them online.
That's true.
He emphasizes the importance of tools like Google My Business or GMB.
GMB is a game changer.
Okay, break that down for us.
Sure.
What is GMB and why is it so important?
GMB is essentially your business's online profile.
Okay.
Think of it as a one-stop shop where potential customers can find all the essential information about your business.
Like what kind of information?
Your location, your hours, your contact info, your website, photos, customer reviews.
Wow, so it's like a virtual welcome mat for your business.
Exactly, I love that.
And the best part is...
What's that?
It's completely free to set up.
No way.
Yeah. Bradley recommends optimizing your GMB listing with high-quality photos, engaging descriptions, and responding to customer reviews promptly.
Okay.
It's a powerful way to boost your visibility and local search results.
I know. I've definitely used GMB countless times to find businesses near me.
Me too.
You know, it's funny you mentioned those local search results and it made me think of Bradley's next strategy.
Which is?
SEO.
Ah, yes. SEO.
It can seem a little intimidating at first.
It can be a bit of a black box for some people.
But he demystifies it in a way that even I can understand.
Well, that's the goal, right? To make it accessible to everyone.
That's a goal.
SEO stands for search engine optimization.
Yeah.
And it's all about making sure your website shows up high in the rankings when people search for relevant keywords on Google Bing or other search engines.
So if someone searches best pizza in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you want your pizzeria to be one of the top results.
Exactly. You want to be front and center when people are looking for what you offer.
But how do you make that happen?
There are a lot of factors that go into SEO.
I bet.
And it's a constantly evolving field.
I can imagine.
But some of the key things Bradley emphasizes are keyword research,
okay,
on-page optimization, and link building.
Okay, so give us the inside scoop.
All right, so keyword research is about identifying the terms people are actually using to search for businesses like yours.
So instead of just guessing what people might be searching for,
yeah,
you're using data to figure out the most effective keywords.
Exactly. Data is your friend.
Okay. I like that data is our friend.
And then on-page optimization is about making sure your website content is structured in a way that search engines can easily understand and index.
Okay.
This includes things like using relevant keywords in your page titles and headings, optimizing your images, and making sure your website is mobile friendly.
So it's like giving your website a makeover.
It is.
That both humans and search engines will love.
Precisely.
Okay.
And finally, link building is about getting other websites to link back to yours.
Okay.
This is a signal to search engines that your website is authoritative and trustworthy.
So the more high quality websites that link to you,
mm-hmm,
the higher you'll rank in search results.
It's a bit like a popularity contest. But instead of votes, you're earning links.
Okay. It's all starting to click now.
Good.
I'm feeling empowered to tackle SEO now.
That's the spirit.
But before we get too lost in the world of keywords and algorithms.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Let's zoom out and recap the key takeaways.
Okay.
From Bradley's 10 strategies.
Sounds good.
I've been taking notes like crazy.
Me too.
And I don't want to miss a single nugget of wisdom.
It's a gold mine of information.
So let's distill this down to the essentials.
Okay.
First and foremost, your online presence is your digital storefront.
Big shine.
Right. A user-friendly website, active social media, and a consistent brand voice are non-negotiables.
You got it.
Then we talked about the power of really understanding your target audience.
So important.
It's about more than just demographics.
It is.
It's about getting into their heads and figuring out what makes them tick.
What are their pain points?
Exactly.
What keeps them up at night?
And once you know who you're talking to, you can craft marketing messages that resonate. Choose the right platforms to reach them and tailor your offerings to meet their needs.
It's all about providing value.
We also talked about community involvement.
Yeah.
It's about being present, building trust, and showcasing your values beyond just trying to make a sale.
Showing up authentically.
Exactly.
And giving back.
And remember, creating, customer service experiences can turn satisfied customers into loyal advocates who spread the word about your business.
Word of mouth is gold.
Don't underestimate the power of those personal recommendations.
The best kind of marketing.
And speaking of reach.
Yes.
We dove into the world of Google My Business and SEO.
Two powerful tools.
GMB is your free online profile that helps potential customers find you easily.
Your digital storefront.
While SEO is all about making sure your website ranks high in search results,
mm-hmm,
when people are looking for what you offer.
Visibility is key.
It's a powerful combination for boosting your online visibility.
Absolutely.
And attracting those new customers.
That's the goal.
Wow. We covered a lot of ground today.
We did.
From crafting a compelling online presence to mastering the art of SEO.
It's been quite a journey.
Bradley's strategies have given us a ton to think about.
A lot to digest.
It's a roadmap for success, really.
It is.
And remember, attracting new customers is an ongoing process.
It never stops.
It's about constantly learning, adapting, and refining your approach.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
But even in a marathon, you need those moments where you push yourself a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Try something new.
Right.
See what happens.
Speaking of trying new things,
yeah.
I have to bring up one of my favorite strategies from Bradley's book.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's the idea of embracing the power of storytelling.
Stories.
Stories are incredibly powerful tools.
They really are.
They can create emotional connections,
mm-hmm,
make your brand memorable, and differentiate you from the competition.
It's about going beyond the bullet points.
Exactly.
And connecting with people on a deeper level.
It's not just about listing features and benefits.
Right.
It's about weaving a narrative.
Yes.
That captures the essence of your brand,
mm-hmm,
and resonates with your audience on a deeper level.
Think about some of the most successful brands out there.
Yeah.
They all have a compelling story to tell.
It's true.
Whether it's the origin story of a founder, the mission behind a product, or the impact a company is making in the world.
I love that.
Stories have a way of drawing us in.
And making us feel something.
They make us want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves.
And that's exactly the kind of connection you want to build with your customers.
Absolutely.
So to our listeners, I encourage you to think about your brand story.
Yes.
What makes you unique? What do you stand for? What kind of experience do you want your customers to have?
And how can you weave those elements into a narrative that will resonate with your target audience?
Okay, folks, that's a wrap on our deep dive into Chris Bradley's 10 strategies to attract new customers, starting today.
That's all she wrote.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired and ready to take action.
Me too.
Remember, even implementing just one or two of these strategies can make a significant impact on your business.
Every little bit helps.
So here's my challenge to you.
I'm ready.
What's one thing you're going to do today to start attracting more customers?
Put it into practice.
Will you revamp your website?
Maybe.
Launch a social media campaign?
Possibly.
Partner with a local business?
Could be.
The possibilities are endless.
So true.
Don't forget to subscribe to The Deep Dive for more insightful explorations of the topics that matter most to you.
And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends, colleagues, or anyone who's looking to grow their business and attract new customers.
Until next time.
Keep learning, keep growing,
and keep diving deep.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.